Okay, gentlemen, we are in the laws of Tamidim Musafim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. We just got through all the various korbanos of Sukkos, if you recall, and how we had to divide up between the 24 mishmaros and the various multitudes of korbanos that were brought on Sukkos for the Musaf offering. And Yud Gimel just continues one more halacha of that, and to know that it was not done. Do you need something? Wow. So when they would, question is who would get what each day, the Kohanim, we said we were dividing up, and every day somebody would get, either some would get two offerings or one offering or whatever. Yeah. So Yud Gimel just gives us a little bit more definition here. Obviously, of all the animals, what was the most significant one to bring?
The par.
An ox. It's the biggest one, has the most nesachim. Yeah. It's the most prestigious. So you want to kind of divide up the prestigious ones amongst all the kohanim as equitably as possible.
That's also the most meat that you're going to eat.
So Yud Gimel, they were olos. They're not going to eat any of it.
You don't eat an olos.
But it's prestigious.
It's all burnt.
Yud Gimel. V'chol mi shayamakriv par hayom, whoever, Kohen, or the family of the 24 hours, brought an ox today, lo hayamakriv par lamachor. You did not want to bring the next day, although there's one exception that we'll explain in a minute. Elechoz and chalila. It just keeps going over and over. In other words, remember, day one was 13 bulls, right? Then 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Okay, so on day one, 13 different mishmaros would bring the bulls.
Right.
Okay. Now the next day
12.
Would be 12. Okay, here's where we break the rule just once. Okay, so who gets the 12? Well, the 11 who didn't get yesterday,
sure,
they're the first ones.
And one.
And then we the first one now starts again. The 12th one is the first one. That we have no choice. We have to. But now after this day, today is 12. So now 12, so the first one goes, we did the Dohim, and then another 11. So then the next day, we start from number 12 and move on to do the next 10. You follow
like
what's going on?
Line
so you never, nor did the same amount, correct?
Same
now let's just try to work this out. So let's figure out over here. So how many Purim?
70.
How many Purim do we have? We have 70 Purim, correct?
Yes.
70.
Yeah.
So now it comes out, how many times did every mishmor get a chance? Well, very simple.
Three.
If 24 mishmaris, you do 24 times 3 is 72. That's too many.
Oh.
So what do you get? 22 out of the 24 mishmaris brought three bulls.
And two.
And two brought two bulls. And that was the best you could do. That was the most equitable way you could do that.
You decide which two, just however it came
you
out.
You go by the order of the families. There's an order, the 24 of an order.
We said before
it's a weekly order.
Is that the same as bull?
Who?
We said before the greatest one is an ox, but now we're talking about bulls.
Same thing.
An ox is a bull.
What's the
order based on? There's a list in Divrei Yomim. There's a list. So it starts from
you go to Divrei Yomim Chronicles.
It goes through and whatever that is.
Is that list by family name?
Okay. It's the families. Okay, now, Bashmini, now we go to Shmini Atzeres. How many bulls you got?
One.
One. You have one bull, one isle, seven sheep, and one seer lechatos. So how are you going to divide it then? Well, then we do like we normally by any holidays. Chos in Lafayis, you draw the lotteries. Kulam Kechot, everyone gets the same shot. Kisharagon, like all the other holidays. And you don't figure, well, wait a minute. There's two guys who got short onto the stick on the bulls.
Yeah, wait,
maybe go to them first.
Yeah,
no,
would be...
I'm going to treat it like any other regular yontem. I'm going to treat everybody the same. Okay, moving on. Yud Dalet. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shechag Shecholios B'Shabbos. Now, let's say the first day of Sukkot that comes on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Hayasham Minchas Nesachim Shel Musafim Shel Tmidim Shishim Ve'echad Isaron.
Whoa.
How much flour did you have on the first day of Sukkot? You have 61 Isronim of flour.
Whoa.
How do you get 61
Isronim? The bulls.
So let's figure out the math. You had 13 bulls. Every bull gets three Isronim of flour.
So that's 39.
13 times 3 is 39. Then we have two Elim.
Yes.
Two rams, Every ram is two.
Four.
Ishron HaFlower is four.
So that's then 43.
14 sheep gets one Ishron.
Yes, that's 14.
It's another 14, so we're up to 57. Then there were two more rams for the regular Korban Musaf.
Four
regular
more.
Korban
61.
Musaf is two. And then two for the two Korban Tamids, which were two Kvasim, which is another two. So that's another
63.
Two. So 61.
63?
Yes, 61. 39, for we had 57, then went to 59 and 61. You jumped.
How would you get
39,
you had two rams?
Four,
you had two rams.
14, two, and two. 61.
I thought you had two rams.
No.
You said one ram?
Yeah, two in the beginning.
No, but at the end,
no,
the Shabbos,
no,
only
no,
one ram?
No, not two.
Because you said
ones,
two rams. So
it was
it's only
in the
one
beginning.
Ram. I know, but then you said two rams again.
Okay, whatever. It was two kvasim, two sheep, whatever.
Okay.
39, 4, 14, 2, 2 is 61.
Okay.
All right? Again, back.
It's a lot of flour.
Back to the Musafer, right? That's what we have. Right? We said we had 13 bulls and then two ailing for the olas. Okay, then we have 14 kvasim and then you have a two for the regular. Remember, it's a Shabbos, right? Yom Tov Yishchal Shos b'Shabbos. So two now for the Musaf of Shabbos and two more for the Tamid. So that's how you get to 61. Now there's a problem.
What's the problem?
Could you put all 61 in one vessel?
No, there's no vessel that contains that.
That's right. The biggest vessel is 60. Yeah. So number one, you couldn't put them all together because you can't have one with 61. That's problem number one.
How big would the 60 be, though? That would be pretty big.
That would 60. Be huge. Even the 60 was big, right? But anyway, turn out 61 Ishron HaFlower. V'lohayim Arvus, and we did not mix them up. And we'll see for many reasons we did not mix them up. But the first reason is it can't be in one utensil anyway. But there'll be other reasons as we look in Tesvav. It gets a little tricky now, so let's halt cup, as they say. Uli olam, even if you had, let's say, less than 61. Let's say 61 and the vessel being wouldn't be an issue. Let's just say it wouldn't be an issue. Still, we have a problem. Ein ma'arvin nesachim. You don't mix up different libations together. Any of them. Ela, the only thing you can mix is the following. Nisrei haparim levadim, you can mix all the flour offerings of the bulls can be together. So you can take the 13 times 3 and have 39 ishronim together if you wanted. Venisrei ha'elim levadim, you can have the flour of offerings
four.
That go with them is 4 ishronos. Venisrei kvasim, and
14.
Also the ones for the kvasim, which could probably do more than 14, because you've got the musaf and the tumid. You can even have 18 if you want.
Yeah.
Could put them together. Livadom separately. Okay? And that's Bein b'Korbanos Sibur. Doesn't matter if it's a Korban Sibur. Bein b'Korbanos Yachid with a Korban Yachid. Now, there's a few more things that we've got to add over here that's very relevant over here. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, we really, if you look at the substance of the dough, what kind of substance you have. So if you look at the substance, the combination for a bull, you have 3 esronim of flour, and how much oil? Just a half a hin of oil, which is 6 kavim. So, six lug. So you have a 1-to-2 ratio of flour to oil. Okay? That's with a bull. The ram has 2 ishronos of flour, a third hin of shemen, which is 4 lug. That 2-to-4 is also 1-to-2 ratio. Just lesser amounts, but the same ratio. Follow?
Right.
So it comes out the bull and the rams had ratios of 1-to-2.
Right.
However, the keves, was the sheep, was 1 ishron of flour.
2.
And a quarter hin, which is 3 lobes.
So it's 1-to-3.
So that's a 1-to-3 ratio.
Yeah.
Okay, which is a much thinner dough.
Yeah.
Okay. So the halach is you don't mix, even though the parim and the ailin are similar consistencies of dough,
right.
But you still don't mix the parim and the ailin. You don't mix any. Parim can go together with parim. Ailin go together with ailin.
And not the two.
Kvasim can go together with kvasim. Not only the kvasim, for sure the kvasim you couldn't put together with any of the other ones, because it's a different consistency. It'll mess up the whole consistency.
Mm-hmm.
But even the other ones, the parim and the ailin, should not be mixed up as well. Okay, now, here is the real problem over here. Now, we also learned that from other things. If you really notice, the real prohibition of the Torah is not to mix the fats of different animals. That's what you're going to see in the next halacha. If they get mixed up, really, you're supposed to separate them as well. And we learn from that, you don't mix up the flour offerings as well. And also, look carefully, it says, Ein ma'arvin nesachim. Go back to the beginning of Tezvav. You don't mix up the nesachim. Nesachim applies to two types of nesachim, not just the flour, but the wine. Mm-hmm. You don't mix up the wine libation that goes with the parim, with the mix up with one with the alin, the one that mixes up with the kvasim as well. They're going to be separately as well. Now, there are the issues of why not? What could be so bad if you mix wine with wine? No matter how much wine you bring, wine is always the same consistency. So really, Doraisa, you could mix up the wine. But they say rabbinically, you can't mix up the wine, because if you're going to mix up the wine, what will you also mistake?
Mix the flour.
You're going to mix the flours up, and that's going to create problems.
Is this all okay. Up the wine and the
wine is poured down.
It's poured down.
The mizbeach, well,
poured down
flour
the drain.
The dough is burnt up. Okay, so the Chachamim prohibited a mixture of the wines, any of them, because you might mix up, confuse the flour with the oil. And therefore, the decree really only would fit where there would be a real mistake. In other words, what would happen after the fact? What if after the fact you mix the bull flour with the ram flour?
Okay. No problem.
After the fact, it would be because it's still the same consistency.
But not
but if
so
mix it with
the
sheep, you have a problem. Yeah. So therefore, we'll have less problems with the wine as well. We won't prohibit the wine unless there be a major problem with the flour. So that becomes the issue over there. So therefore, we have to. But initially, we keep everything separate.
Right.
Don't mix up anything at all. Okay, Tezayin. Now we say the next point. V'chol ha'chalav and all the fats of the korbanos, bein korbanos sibur, bein korbanos yochid, it doesn't matter if it's a communal or a private korban, we don't mix them as well. That's clear. The Torah says you don't do that. Elamakdirim emure kol korban v'korban. That's so. Each and every korban is done separately. Not even, you can't even take the fats of 13 parim and put them together. But vim nisarva, but if after the fact they get mixed up, makter hakol kechad, you can bring them all together because, you know, the fats are fats. It's not, at the end of the day, it's not like mixing different consistencies. Everything's getting burnt on the altar. Okay. Now, gets tricky now. Yud Zion. Okay. Now, back to the flour only. Menachas shel nesachim, shinisarvu bezuz. What if you do mix them up? But here's the critical point. Achar shenivla kol min v'min v'nat. So if, let's say, you needed every type by itself first, let's say you needed the 39 for the parim by itself, or the 80 stronim for the alim, or the 14 of the kvasim, like that. If you did them separately, we'll see which one we're talking about. Shenivla kol min v'min v'nat small. Not that you mixed them initially together, but you already did this group separately, this group separately, and now you mix them together. Ksheros, they're good. However, the commentaries qualify that. That's only, what is it going? Min b'minol. It's, 1 second. He's saying, hey. 1 second. Kvasim uparim ukvasim elim. 1 second.
Yeah, you're talking about the kvasim and the different mixture.
Any of them. If any of them are mixed after the fact, it's okay. Okay, so initially you shouldn't mix them together, but if after they've all been kneaded separately and you have separate doughs, then you put them together, then they're okay.
When you knead them, do you use the oil to knead them?
Yes.
So I thought the oil gets poured down the.
No, the wine does, not the oil. Oh. Yudches. The kevin shenivlu amenachos, and once the menachos, let's say the parim and the elim, okay, which are similar ones, they have similar consistencies. Once they've been kneaded, vinis arev shamnam vesaltam, and now you mix their oil and their flour, if they have been mixed already, harezeb. Now, if they are mixed, which they can after the fact be mixed. Okay, it's not a problem if they mix together. Then you can even mix their wines. Because why? There's no problem because the consistency of the bulls and the rams are the same consistency. So we don't have to ask for the wine because maybe you'll take a wrong consistency measure. Similarly, v'cheinim hikter menachas shel nesachim. Let's say he already burnt the menachas for these nesachim. Kolach, let's say you burnt each one separately. You didn't mix them at all. Let's say you burnt the mincha for the bulls, and you burnt the mincha for the sheep. You burnt them. They're all finished, but you just got the wine libation that goes with them. Do you have to worry about mixing the flour now? No, it's burnt already.
It's done already. You can't mix it.
Mutal arif hayayin, so you can always mix up the wine. For there, it's never going to be a problem.
Because the flour is gone.
Since everything's burnt, you can't make a mistake. Okay? Yutes. So now, kishima arvin hayayin shel nesachim. So let's say when you do mix up the oil of the wines together, in a situation where you're allowed to, where let's say you're combining flours that are allowed to be combined, or you already burnt them on the off on Mizbech, so then what do? You can be very liberal in the leniencies. Yeshel Arav Yein Nesachim Shel Emesh Vel Yom, you can even mix the wine libations of yesterday that have not yet been brought for whatever reason, B'shel Yom for today, V'shel Yachim V'shel Tzibur, an individual wine libation can be mixed up with a public wine libation. Ukishim Arev, and when you mix up when they're mixed up properly, or burnt, as we said, Marav Yayin Nischei Parim, you can mix the wine of Anesah with Parim, V'yayin B'nischei Eilim, you can mix them up with the wine of the Eilim. But we will not allow you to do it with the kvasim, because they can ultimately in the future do a problem if we'd mix them even at another day. You may also, comma, do yayin yischei kvasim b'yayin yischei kvasim. You can mix the wine libations of certain sheep with the wine libations of other sheep, because b'di'evit it wouldn't be a problem if you mix them up. Aval ein ma'arvin yayin yischei kvasim b'yayin yischei parim. You can never mix under any circumstances the wine libation that goes with the sheep with the wine libations of either the bulls or the rams, because in the future, if you would then make the mistake, and if you would mix the flowers of them, it would be wrong. So it comes out the bottom line, if it's possible that you could have a problem with mixing the flowers, we try not to allow the wines to go together, even though the circumstances would not be a problem. If the mixing is not a problem, basically with the bulls, and the rams, which would never be a problem, but you have it. So if they've been taken care of, then you can mix them up. And certainly different sheep, which can be mixed up with each other, because there'd never be a problem, but you have it as well. Then you could pour the wine for that. Finally, halacha chaf ule olam. We're talking about parim and elim now. Ein ma'arv ayan lechad chila. We don't mix them. The only time we do it, the wine, after we've mixed the flowers in a permitted way, or after they were burnt, as we have explained. And with that, we end Hilchos Tumim Sofim.